Então foi de satisfação. Não pode ser. Nenhum Deus me satisfaz. Não satisfaz na palavra, não me satisfaz. Disse o Vassil Kamal. Não dá para o Kamal, Kamal, não vou ver nossa mente e avisar. Cristo não vai ver, vou ver, vai ver, vai ver. If a poor ghee in the blazing fire never be extinguished, rather become more blessed. Similarly, the more you give such enjoyment to your senses, they'll never be satisfied. Huh? They'll demand more, more, more. Then very satisfaction. So why this thing is said here? And again that thing will come out as apparent contradictions, apparently contradictory, isn't it? But there's no contradiction. Is apparent contradiction. Understand my point in language? Huh? Here Rupa says, in the youth they are not satisfied. Prematurely they took up sannyas, then later we see they fell down because that is enjoyment, desire for enjoyment. Huh? This material enjoyment is a sexual enjoyment, is not satisfied. They give up danda, then again cut up another woman. This is going on. What is this nonsense? Sannyasa ashram is the topmost ashram. Brahmacharya ashram, first ashram, Brahmacharya ashram, next comes Grihastha, then comes Vanaprastha, then comes Sannyasa, topmost ashram. Again, after Sannyasa, again return to Grihastha. What is this? Is it a Varnasra ashram dharma? Are you following? Why is this apparent contradiction? It's apparent contradiction, but no contradiction at all. It's to understand. One should understand one because he has experience. Yes, I have enjoyed it. I know what is this. Huh? There is one saying in our Odia, Dilika laddu do khaya upastaya, do na khaya uvipastaya. There's a saying in our Odia, Dilika laddu do khaya upastaya, na khaya upastaya. Dilika laddu means a very cheating thing. Big and if you squeeze, little. It's all hollow. And looks very nice. Oh, so big. One was eaten Dilika laddu, he laments. One was not eaten, he laments. Yes, this is Dilika laddu. Sexual enjoyment is a Dilika laddu. One was enjoyed, he laments. Not enjoyed, he laments. Yeah. Yes, what is that? I have not enjoyed. Let me enjoy first. When he enjoys, he laments. Oh! One was not enjoyed, he laments. Oh, what is that? Let me enjoy. So one was enjoyed and become grossed and enjoyed what is sexual. What is sexual? Enjoyment. And what is its reaction, its consequence, Baba? He should lament. No more, no more, Baba. Danda Baba, no more. No more. This is this. So he should gain experience. Therefore he should give up this desire. No more. I sooner develop this desire again. To gain that experience. Then it will become complete desireless. Is calm, Yubala. Then he is eligible for Vanaprastha Sannyas. Otherwise not eligible, he is not satisfied. The more you give enjoyment, more they demand. Then you have already experience, you have already experience. What is that? Why so dissatisfaction? Now getting lashes, crying, Maharaj, whole night I am crying, crying, crying. My wife is kicking me. Very good, nice experience now you get, isn't it? Yes. Dilika laddu is eating Dilika laddu now. I'm getting the experience. What is it? Very good to eat. Practical experience, again experience for it. Then no more, no more, no more. Understand? No more, no more. Therefore, brahmachari life means, what is brahmachari? First life is brahmachari life. That we are seeing. 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Krishna says to Uddhava, Varnasrama dharma is most scientific. Why? Because absolute strict followed. First ashram is Brahmachari ashram. One must become Brahmachari in Guru Gruha. Strict Brahmachari. What is the purpose? What is the rules, regulation of Brahmachari life? Have you become Brahmachari? Have you become Brahmachari? No, he has not become Brahmachari. You have? No. You have? Nobody has become Brahmachari. Therefore, this thing took place. First is Brahmachari ashram. Next comes Grihastha. Krishna said, Dityam prapyanu purva janma payanayanam dijaha vasan gurukule danto brahmadhi tathahuta. Do you understand? First is Brahmachari, Brahmacharya ashram is go to Guru Gruha. Stay in Guru Gruha, Guru's ashram. That is known as Brahmachari. Guru does purificatory ceremony. 10 types of purificatory ceremonies are there, dasa bija sanskara, beginning from garbhadhana to upanayana. Understand? Garbhadhana to upanayana, 10 types. And Guru does that sanskara, that purificatory ceremony. Gives you second bath, dvija. I was saying, first bath, sukra, sukra janma, from the semina of the father. That is first bath. Second bath in Guru Gruha. Guru gives the second bath. Making purificatory ceremony, gives second bath, then one becomes dvija. Do you understand? Was gotten second bath is dvija. Guru does all 10 sanskaras. Garbhadhana, kunshavana, simantanayana, jatakarma, niskramana, namakarana, paustika karma, annaprasana, sudakarana, upanayana. Last is upanayana. 10 sanskaras are there. You understand? So, when Brahmachari got upanayana, 10 sanskaras, stayed in Guru Gruha, damaguna sampanna vedadhyana. In that ashrama, one should learn how to control one's senses and mind. Is dhamaguna sampanna. Understand? That training is given. How to control one's mind and senses and read Veda. Guru teaches Veda. This is the essence of all Veda, is Upanishad, this Bhagavatam. Guru teaches it. Yes. Do you understand? This is Brahmacharya. Acharyam mam vijaniyam nam manyet karichi. Namartyabhati asveta sarva devamaya guru. Krishna says, that acharya, that guru, is mat-swarup, manifestation of me. Doesn't understand my manifestation. That means, is my prakash vigraha. You follow? Don't think him as an ordinary human being, mortal being. Don't think. If you think like that, then you commit aparadha. Sarva deva maya. All demigods are there, present in the person of Guru. Do you understand? You should not see Guru in your material vision. He is like us. Adimartya is not ordinary human being. He is representative of Lord. Krishna says, Matsvarup, Mang Vijaniyam. Is as good as myself. This is what Shishya should think of his Guru. Sayam pratrupanya vaikyam tasmai nivedayat yachanyanapyanu jnatam upajunjita sanjataha. This is the duty of Brahmachari. He'll get up early in the morning, take bath, then he'll go out for collection of bhikkha. Her Guru, that Brahmachari's duty. And return in the evening. Whatever he has collected, he'll give everything to Guru. Because that is Guru's due. Understand? Not your due. If I have collected 100 rupees, $100, then you give $95 and kept $5 for you. No. Every cent person Guru's, that's Guru's. Understand? Yes, whatever. Alms collected, give everything to Guru. Only in the morning he has gone, now returning in the evening. You see, not eaten anything, no eat. What he has collected, give everything to Guru. Then Guru will give something alight, take this thing and eat. Then he will eat, otherwise he cannot eat. Brahmachari, alight. Guru has not given me anything to eat, how can I eat? This is so strict life, Brahmachari. Thereby one practices how to control one's mind and senses, how to tolerate the urges of the senses. Understand? Yes, bhoga vibharjita, giving up all desires for enjoyment. Stay in Guru Gruha, Guru Ashram, Brahmachari. Alright? That story we say in Upanishad, the story of Upamanyu. Story of Upamanyu is there. This Uddalaka Maharshi was there. Some Rishi, Muni. So one Brahmachari came. He has some disciples. One of them was Upamanyu, Brahmachari. So Guru gave him this service. You take care of my cows. Guru has some cows and calves. Take care of them. That is service. You follow? So early in the morning, Upamanyu takes cows, calves, and goes to the forest. You understand? Then graze. And in the evening he returns. You follow? After some days, Guru marked, Upamanyu is getting fat. Guru asked Upamanyu, what are you eating? I marked, you are becoming fat. What are you eating? Upamanyu said, Gurudev, in the forenoon I collected some bhikkha, that I give you. In the afternoon what I collect, I eat. He said like that. Who told you like that? Whatever in forenoon and afternoon, whatever you collect, everything, mine. Yes. You should give everything to me. How to eat the afternoon's collection? Does it belong to you? It doesn't belong to you. It's mine, Guru's. I have not told you that thing. How do you do like that? Then said, all right, please excuse, I won't do. So from that day he didn't do it like that. You understand? He gave all collection in the evening to Guru, and Guru didn't give anything to eat. You understand? Very strict test. How you should pass test. Otherwise, how can you get the mercy of Guru? So easy. Gurudev kripa karun, kripa karun, kripa karun. Gurudev kripa karun. Gurudev, please shower your mercy. Writing later. Premji, Gurudev kripa karun, kripa karun. Shower mercy, shower mercy. It's so easy. Cheap thing. Mercy is so cheap. Premji. So Upamanyu gave everything. Then after few days, again Guru saw he is getting fatter. Then Guru asked, Upamanyu, what are you eating? You are now giving all the bhikkha you collect. What are you eating that you are becoming fat? Gurudev, it is very difficult to tolerate this hunger, the urge of the belly. Yes, I can tolerate. So when I feel hunger, so I drink some milk from the udder of the cows. Yes, I milk some